The Looking Glass Pond Trail by Clarence Putman. Looking Glass Pond is located on the Eminent State Forests about 25 miles from the New York Power Authority and offers a beautiful lazy hike for a Catskill spring day and great bass fishing. Go north on State Route 30, turn left onto County Route 4, a mile north of Breakabin, and drive about 4 miles. Turn left on Rossman Hill Road at the Looking Glass Pond sign, and the parking lot is about 4 miles on the left adjacent to Rossman Hill Road. Looking Glass Pond was originally a mill pond. The mill foundation can still be seen 0.1 mile north of Rossman Hill Road. The 1856 Schoharie County map shows a G.M. grist mill at the site, and on the south side of Rossman Hill Road where the mill pond was located as the residence of B. Felter. The state bought part of the site of the mill pond from Jenny Felter in 1931. This land became part of the state forests and the open fields were soon planted with seedlings by the Civilian Conservation Corps, CCCS. The state bought the remainder of the Looking Glass Pond site in 1989. An agreement was made in 1995 between the West Fulton Trout and Gun Club and the NEES Department of Environmental Conservation to construct a 22-acre fishing pond at the site of the old mill pond. The construction was completed in 1997 thanks to the donation of equipment and manpower from Kableskill Stone Products and a $25,000 grant from State Senator James Seward. The pond was constructed to make it accessible for the mobility impaired. It was stocked with largemouth bass in 1997. The loop trail around Looking Glass Pond was built after the pond was completed. It was constructed as a multi-use trail for hikers, cross-country skiers, mountain bikers and others. The total length of the trail is 1.9 miles and is marked with yellow trail discs. The trail terrain is mostly flat with some gentle slopes. The best place to start the walk around the pond is at the parking lot. To access the trail from the parking lot, walk through the gate on the way to the dock and the fishing pier. Just past the gate, the trail, marked with yellow discs, turns to the left and starts across the dike of the pond. At the end of the dike, the yellow trail intersects the aqua paint blazes of the Long Path hiking trail. Continue following the Long Path blazes and the yellow discs. The pond is on your right. Follow the aqua blazes and the yellow discs after crossing the dike. You will enter a spruce plantation. These are some of the tree seedlings planted in the 1930s by the CCCS. The trail next heads away from the pond. In a short distance, the yellow trail turns to the right and the long path blazes continue straight ahead. This point is about 0.25 mile from the parking lot. Shortly after turning right, the trail crosses a small bridge and continues through the spruce plantation. The trail turns right and heads back toward the pond. It then heads away from the pond through a mixed stand of hardwoods and hemlock. There are some large hemlocks in this area, some of which have died, leaving a dead stub standing. The old trees in this area may be an indication this area was never cleared for fields. There is a small stone foundation here with a sign stating the foundation was a sap arch. Shortly the trail crosses one of the many stone walls in the area and enters another spruce plantation. The trail now heads back to the edge of the pond and a wildlife observation deck. This is a good spot to stop, sit, and look for ducks swimming between the dead trees. The observation deck marks the approximate halfway point around the pond. The trail continues through the spruce plantation and enters an area with a bridge. The bridge was an Eagle Scout project. You then enter an area of 10-year-old spruce trees. These trees were planted by the state after the declining red pine trees in this area were harvested. The trail continues past an old house foundation that was abandoned before the state bought this land in 1931. A water hole was constructed here by the CCC in the 1930s as a source of water to fight possible fires in the young conifer plantations. The trail then re-enters a 1930s spruce plantation and turns right at the sign for the Jones Cemetery. The cemetery is a short distance uphill to the left. The trail heads out to Rossman Hill Road through an area of wild apple trees. The apple trees have been maintained by the inmates from the Summit Shock Camp to provide habitat for wildlife. The trail turns right onto Rossman Hill and follows the road for about 700 feet to avoid a wet area. It then turns right, off the road to again follow the edge of Looking Glass Pond for a short distance back to the parking area. If you wish, you can just follow Rossman Hill Road back to the parking area. Short walks the old mill site can be seen by following the long path about 0.1 mile north from its intersection with Rossman Hill Road. The long path can be accessed from the Looking Glass parking lot by following Rossman Hill Road east for 0.1 mile. There is also a pleasant 0.5 mile hike from Maury Road to the Rossman Hill Lianto on the long path hiking trail. This is a mostly flat trail through mixed hardwood hemlock forest and a red pine plantation. This trail can be accessed from Maury Road about 100 feet south of the Rossman Hill Cemetery. Follow the trail east from the road. Nearby sites: Rossman Hill Cemetery is on Maury Road 0.2 miles south of the intersection with Rossman Hill Road. The cemetery is a fair-sized rural cemetery that gives an indication of the number of families living in the area in the 1800s. At the intersection of Rossman Hill Road and Maury Road is the site of the Rossman Hill Methodist Episcopal Church. The church was abandoned before the state began to purchase land in the area. There is some yellow paint on the north side of the Rossman Hill Road marking the bounds of the church site. The author, Clarence Putman, retired from the NES Department of Environmental Conservation in 2002 after 35 years managing Schoharie County State Forests. He continues an involvement with the Long Path hiking trail that started while working at DEC. The club address is the Long Path North Hiking Club, P.O. Box 855, Schoharie, New York, 12157, and his email address is clput@wildblue.net.